produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Worship you for the mighty things you do. I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for. Praise your name, 'cause the victory is mine. I praise your name, 'cause the light in me can finally shine. Your blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord. For always and forever, my purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you.
Greetings, Josie's Inspiration listeners. This is Josephine, Josie Hopkins, and wow, have I missed you. My last program was January 2022. Now here it is, June 22, 2022, that I'm recording, and it has been a whirlwind of events. So today, as I reflect back on the past few months of transition, my topic is cancer, chemo, COVID, Christ. And the hymn that just played, "You Can't Make Me Doubt Him," speaks to my faith and confidence in my Heavenly Father. So here's my reflection. It seems a little strange to go back and talk about Christmas when here it is June. But I remember the excitement around Christmas holiday 2021. I was coming out of the quarantine with a lot of excitement. I'd been careful while undergoing chemotherapy. I'd been vaxxed and thought it was safe enough for me to venture out. Well, you know, they say hindsight is 20/20. And looking back, I realized that I let my guard down in preparation for the holidays, during the holidays, and after the holidays. I clearly remember it was the day before chemo, Sunday, January 23rd, and I decided I was going to have a pity party. Now, anyone who knows me, that's not like me. I'm the person whose goal it is to inspire others, wanting to drown in her emotions suddenly and her tears. What was this about? But I knew that there would be 3 to 4 weeks post-chemo when my body would experience pain, weakness, and major discomfort. So I thought, rather than waiting and anticipating these things happening, I would just give myself permission in advance to let go of my emotions and my appearance of strength. So I messaged my sister friend and fellow Josie's Inspiration host, Cheryl, to share my plan. I'm going to give myself permission for a 2-week pity party. Then I'm going to get my act together, I told her. Cheryl, being the supportive and understanding friend, did 2 things. First, she sent me an inspirational message. "You can't break me. My strength comes from God." Then she sent me a package with a pity party necklace and t-shirt that had a picture of a cocktail glass and the caption, quote, "I'm having a pity party. Poor, P-O-U-R, me." That's what friends are for. Cancer, chemo, or COVID. Ironically, the weeks leading up to chemo, which are usually my good weeks, were very bad. I was miserable. I was sick with a cold or a flu. Didn't know what it was, but I had chills, fever, and my body ached. But I thought, it's just a bad cold. It's winter after all. But then the week after chemo, my health further declined, and I was worse than I had ever experienced. On January 31st, I called my oncologist for an appointment, but was told, based on my symptoms, I should do a COVID test. So I got an appointment that day, and on February 2nd, it was confirmed. I was positive for COVID. I was devastated. I'd been vaccinated. I'd been boosted. And I'd been so careful staying home, masking up for appointments and everything else that I went out for. Even when people came into my home during the holidays to deliver new appliances and a TV that I bought my husband, I stayed in the other room and I stayed masked. But here I was in a fight, not knowing what was causing me so much pain. Was it cancer once again? And were my breathing issues related to the pleural infusion, which had required a tube to be placed in my back for 5 months to drain fluid from my lung cavity? Was it related to chemo treatments, which caused pain, swelling, and tenderness in my body, and vertigo? Or was it this new diagnosis of COVID? The unknown. getting confirmation that it was COVID did not relieve me emotionally or physically. In fact, I progressively felt worse. In February, I knew I had to shut down everything and be still. I got off social media, limited calls except from family, and trusted the only source that has always proved unfailing, Christ. This being my fourth cancer diagnosis required me to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. Now, with the positive COVID diagnosis twice and no doctors willing to see me, I knew my source of strength and healing would only come from my Heavenly Father. Hadn't He brought me through three prior cancer diagnoses, a stem cell transplant, a brain tumor, and many other life challenges? So from February through April, I rested and quietly listened to my body and prayed for God's direction. To no avail, I saw multiple doctors trying to determine the source of my breathing discomfort and my lack of energy. And when I finally saw my oncologist at the end of April, I expressed to him concerns that my body needed a rest from the chemo and COVID, and that I wanted to take a break. You see, we know our bodies talk to us. At least I do. I really value being still and letting my body speak to me. Too often we try to mask our pains with medication, with aspirin and painkillers and all sorts of things. But if we listen to our bodies, we will get so much information. And so I went to my doctor with a determination and belief that I was going to be free from chemo and that my body would be able to heal and rest. We saw that my scans looked good, and we agreed that I would stop chemo and begin to have quarterly scans. This was the answer I had prayed for. I wanted just time to be still, to see what my body was going to do. It had been months of being in bed with COVID and what they now say is long COVID. There had been years, 2 years of quarantine, during which time I had cancer again for the fourth time. And so I felt in my heart and in my soul that my body needed a break, that my body has the ability to heal itself is something that I stand firm on. I trust my doctors, I trust their knowledge, but I trust God, and I trust my body's ability to signal me what it needs. So I got the answer that I prayed for. And although I'm still having some breathing challenges, and I had to return to the hospital in May for a fluid drain. But if you know me, and you know my God, you know no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And you can't ever make me doubt Him. So this is something that I stand firmly on. And so when I think about the possibility of doubting Him, it's not because my faith is weak. I don't lack faith. Doubt isn't a sin. Doubt and disbelief are two separate issues. God does not condemn us for questioning Him. And if I remember correctly, Jesus did not condemn Thomas for wanting to see the holes in His hands from the cross. Moses wasn't reprimanded for asking God why. And Abraham and Sarah received God's promise despite laughing in doubt. You can't make me doubt Him. I know too much about him. You can't make me doubt my father. But I can have doubts in my heart. I can doubt the circumstances. I can doubt the outcomes of my life because I'm human. I'm human and I'm fallible. And I understand that in life there are going to be challenges that are going to be unexplained. As I pause and I think about my life's journey, it's June 2022. I'm going to be 68 years old in just a few weeks, June 17th. And there has been much excitement and joy. There's been much turmoil and tears in my life, as there have been in everyone's life. But I've always been able to trust that God, my relationship with Him, is strong. And in times of joy, in times of doubt, in times of just the unimaginable, I go to Him. I don't wait until there's pain and the unknown. I thank Him daily for blessing me, for blessings that are yet to come. I thank Him for the challenges, for my cancer. Indeed, I thank Him for it, because I believe through my diagnosis, I've gained wisdom. I've been able to inspire others by showing that I'm God's poster child, for cancer does not look like death. And it makes me laugh sometimes when I see people and they look at me and I still have my hair and they say, "You look good," as though they expected otherwise. But I serve a God who is amazing, who is good. Through all things that I experience, He is my source. My faith is strong, but my doubt sometimes is also real. And I have to take my doubts to Him in prayer and know that even though the world may not understand the relationship that I have with my Father, when I walk into a doctor's office, like I'm going to do later on today, there is a period of doubt. But it's not a doubt of doubting God's ability to heal me, to save my life, to give me direction, to show me the way that He would have me go. It's that part of me, that human part of me, that doubts, that fears, that has concern. But all in all, I know my Father. I know He hears me. I hear Him. I feel Him. And I know He is my source. So whatever it is that you may be experiencing, don't be afraid to doubt the experience. Just know that God can do all things, that through His Son Jesus, by His stripes, I've been healed. I know it in my body. Even as my body experiences challenges, even as I sit here and my voice is raspy and my body is weak, and if I go down the steps and try to come back up the steps, I'm totally winded. I'm grateful because the lessons that I learn in my adversity give me strength. And that can only happen when I open my heart to God. That can only happen when my faith is unwavering in Him. There's a quote that says, "Through doubt, we can learn more than through naive trust. Truth can be trusted. Doubt is the fire through which it passes. But when it has been tried, it will come forth as gold. And that's a quote by Mark Littleton. And it really speaks to how do we handle doubt or doubting God. We have to understand that God can use our doubts to produce in us a stronger and a richer faith. So, if I think back to getting the COVID shots or the vaccines, you know, I remember people saying, it's not going to work. You know, I'm not going to do that. You know, they doubted the effectiveness. But I had to trust that a combination of me having faith and having the COVID vaccines, that I would be able to weather storms. And so when in January I got the COVID diagnosis, it wasn't as bad as it could have been. Sure, I was miserable, but I think about all the lives that had been lost during the pandemic. I thought about those who maybe weren't vaccinated, who maybe doubted the efficacy of the vaccine, those whose faith may have been weak, and even those whose faith was strong. But I trusted God when I got the vaccine. I trusted Him when I got the booster. I trusted Him when I got my antigen shot after learning that with the cancer diagnoses, with the COVID diagnoses, with all that I had gone through, that I still had no antibodies to fight. I accept that my body is weak, weaker than I would desire. But I also know that there's so much that I can do by sharing a message, by inspiring and uplifting others. And so today, I say to you, you can't make me doubt Him. I know too much about Him. No weapon against me shall ever prosper, because my Father has already provided the answers, and my future is in His hands. So I thank you for tuning into Josie's Inspiration. I thank you for allowing me to share a bit of inspiration. And it is my hope and my desire that this message would uplift someone and give them hope that all is not lost in the midst of whatever challenges you are facing. Be blessed.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, That's 1-310-742-1858.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me on Rev. Lydia Speaks once again. And this morning, I want to talk to you about the unfailing protection of God. This is something that I see every day in so many ways, but this morning, it's just especially prevalent. And as I sit in my favorite spot, my porch swing, I can't help but feel blessed. It's early, so it's cool and it's comfortable, and the trees are vibrant with all of the different shades of green. And from somewhere, I don't even know which direction, but there's a faint smell of honeysuckle that takes me back to my childhood. The trees surround me on all sides like a fort. The birds are happily communicating with one another, and they're saying all is well. And they remind me of tiny sentries on a watchtower, the perfect place for me to settle into my Bible study for the day. And as I'm accustomed to doing, I open my Bible and just wait to be led by Spirit as to what to read. This morning, right in line with what I'm feeling, it opens to Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. Now, was that speaking to me? I mean, I know I'm the serving of the Lord, but how do I qualify to be righteous enough to be worthy of this great blessing? So I kept reading, and in Isaiah 58:8-11, it says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, and my ways are not your ways. So shall my word that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but will accomplish that which I please, and will prosper in the thing whereto I send it." That's me. Well, that fell on me like a warm blanket on a cold night, because even as a child, I always felt like I was being protected, even in some very, very tough times. I've been called strange and too confident. So the fact that I can see the things in the physical and relate it to something I've experienced in the spiritual, I kind of keep that to myself. But at this stage of my life, having gone through a myriad of things, I can say that this scripture is true. So let's take it apart. I have experienced the no weapons formed against me part many times. Now, whether it was someone attacking my character or saying things that were meant to make me question myself, since I've been told that I'm being positive for no reason and that being that positive has to be phony. But I never thought of my being protected, either mentally or physically or even emotionally, was because of my righteousness. But this scripture says that it's not what anyone, including myself, says about me. It's what God says about me. I don't know about you, but I tend to believe what God speaks over and into my life, rather than what anyone else tries to project onto my field of consciousness. As he said, his thoughts are not my thoughts, and his words spoken about me will not return to him void. That says to me that even if I don't physically see or feel that attribute right now, it's still there, waiting just for me to get out of the way of the Christ nature within and allow that indwelling presence to manifest. And it will. And now the rest of the verse says, it will accomplish that which he pleases, which translates, at least to my mind, as keep living, keep believing. Just give me something to work with. I'm not finished with you yet. Believe me when I say God loves each of his creations, even with our cracks, because our cracks in that hard protective shell that we formed around ourselves in order to walk through this world allows for the redemptive light of the Holy Spirit to seep in. And when it does, he changes everything, starting with your thoughts about yourself and others. I know we've all heard the saying, as a man thinketh, so he is. And that's true, because once the Holy Spirit comes in, you start to feel like there is something and someone who has your back. You feel protected and free, strong enough to say, yes, I can, in the face of anything. See, you can't be a shrinking violet once you are endowed with the Holy Spirit. No more than you can worship and be sad at the same time. Now you have the confidence to say, if God calls me his, if God calls me righteous, if God calls me deserving through Christ Jesus who made it all possible, then who am I to think otherwise? How can talking yourself out of your blessing be justified? In all those rare occasions that I may start to feel less than, the Spirit comes through those cracks and it directs me to be still. Now, being still is not doing nothing. It's hard work. And for those of us who were taught that it was being lazy, it's torture. I used to tell my kids, as they plucked my last nerve and done something crazy, to go somewhere, sit down, and think about themselves. And we still laugh at that fact today, because they don't have any idea at that time what they were supposed to be thinking of. And in truth, I had no idea what I was telling them was so extremely right. I was just trying to get them to see that they were better than whatever fool act they had just done. And what's even funnier is that now they're grown men and they say that to their children. But it's also now followed by a conversation about how those kids are supposed to act as a child of the divine. We must learn to speak over ourselves and over others that we love, that which God says and thinks about us. If you've never done that, I urge you to take time right now to read that love letter that is written for you in the form of the Bible. Then stop and meditate on how it fits into your life. Just, if you can't do that, just look around at the beauty, the joy that's in a field of flowers as they sway peacefully in a soft summer breeze. They're just content to be. They don't have to defend themselves or their color or explain their existence. They are what God made them. Even this is an outward expression of love and a joy that is placed in your path for such a time as you may be feeling disjointed as to who you are, just to bring you back to center and help you come back around to your purpose. Yes, you and everyone around you has a purpose. It's that thing that was planted deep inside you at the moment you were conceived. And if you don't remember that purpose, do like I told my children. Go somewhere and think about yourself. The things that are going on in this world today will shake you to your core. It'll make you feel like nowhere is safe. It'll make you feel that you don't have a purpose, and why bother? Because you're only one person, and all of this stuff and all of the people who are so much smarter or think they are, and all of the people who are supposed to be here for our protection seem to be the ones that are allowing you to be hurt the most. They seem to be the ones that are setting up precedents to destroy everything. But when I say you have a purpose and that God won't let anything happen to you until you have lived out that purpose, I mean that. You see, even the worst things that have happened, the things that we can't fathom, children being obliterated. What is wrong with people going after children and the elderly and people just trying to enjoy their lives and their families? What is wrong with these people just walking into a crowd and shooting the most vulnerable, just destroying everything? But I'm telling you now that as hard as that is for us to understand and to fathom and to see God's plan, when we can't see the plan, we just have to trust that there is one. And some of it has shown itself, because within some of this catastrophe and within some of this hatred has bloomed and blossomed people who may not have found their voice but for this time. And these are the people that will change the world. I pray for these people's strength. I pray for their safety. And I pray that more of us will step forward, because it only takes a match to light an entire room. But when that match is lit for good, the army that follows it, the army that gleans strength for just one person's voice, is much greater than the army that gleans strength from a hateful voice. Good will always succeed. We know this. It's told to us in the Bible. It's proven daily. But what about the families who right now can't see their way? They've lost loved ones to sicknesses, to catastrophes like these shootings and things that are going on. That's when the rest of us have to stand in the gap. The strength that we have will vibrate and send out a wave of love and reassurance to others. God didn't say that every day was going to be perfect. God did not tell us that we were going to be happy and giddy and skipping through the tulips every day. But what he did say was that we can come back to him at any time, and we can just lay our head in the lap of our Father and discuss whatever we want. We can tell him our feelings. We can tell him our fears. We can tell him that we don't understand. And to help us to please understand, to please don't forget his promise of sending the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus said when he left that we would not be alone, that he would send a comforter, and this comforter would help us do even more, because it brings with it the promises and the strength of the divine. Now that's something that we can hold on to. Sometimes that's all we can hold on to. And that's enough, because as believers, we know what the Holy Spirit is. We know who the Holy Spirit is, and we know from whence it comes. We know that everything that we've been told, the promises of God, have to come back true. He said his word cannot come back to him void, and it prospers. It goes where he sends it. So if you let that word envelop you, you are the place that he sends it. You will be the strength. You will be that part of the strong tower that gives somebody else strength. Sometimes when you look at people and you just don't understand how they're holding up. I've had people say to me at different times, I need to walk around you and see what's propping you up, because I've been there and I've seen what you're going through. They saw the outward of what was happening, but they did not see what I was going through, because through being the real opposite of anything that you can think about. The word through means you're going out the other side. So I wasn't dwelling in what was going on right then, right there in my life, however stagnant and however powerful the problem. But what I tried to hold on to is that this too shall pass. And whatever happens through me, to me, around me, I know that the power of the living God within me is greater than any of that. This is the protection that God promises you mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and it will manifest physically, because your thoughts create your life. When you're thinking lack, you have more lack. And it's like you can say, yep, I knew it. See, I thought it. Think about what you just said. You thought it and you dwelled on it. And when you do that, you give power to every energy and every emotion that you're thinking about. So if you're going to manifest anyway, at least manifest to the good. God knows. He always knows what you're thinking about, how it's becoming for you, what's going on. But he stands back and he allows you to work through it. Now, for those of us, as I said, who are believers, give yourself a time limit on that personal pity party. I have learned, feel the emotion. Don't negate the emotion, because you're only suppressing it and it's going to come back stronger. Feel the emotion. Give yourself a few minutes and then tell yourself all the opposite reasons for that emotion. All of the things that you feel have another side to them. And when you get to the root of the problem, then you can eradicate the problem. Like, people are always worried about money. I need money just as much as anyone else. But I happen to know that money is energy. Money is a tool by which we live on this planet. And God knows what we need. And you will never find yourself utterly cast down. That was his promise. When you believe, and his promise has to be kept. It's an immutable law that when you believe in the promises of God and you hold on with all of your strength, that has to happen. It can't not appear. When you think about things like safety for your children, yes, as a parent and a grandparent and a great grandparent, I have angst at times, because our children are innocent. And our elderly need help. But when I think about God loves them more than I ever could. He created us all, and he loves his creations to the point that he would never, ever see us destroyed. And yes, I've had to speak at many a funeral lately, to the point that it got a little draining on me just to see the sadness in people's eyes when they have to say goodbye to someone they really, really love and need. And I can say to them, but this too, this feeling will pass, and your person is now out of pain, and your person is in a better place, and you know that they are. But that doesn't solve anything. That doesn't stop them from crying. That doesn't stop them from missing that empty chair at the end of a table at a family gathering. But brothers and sisters, that's what we have to hold on to, is the word of God. And when you can't see the big picture, just trust that his plan has to come into fruition, and his plan is for the best for all of us. Just trust, just believe. As much as you think negative, double your positive thinking. Know that you know that you know. Believe in what you say you know. Walk in that belief. Live in that belief. Act in that belief. And the vibration that you set up has to come from you, and it will hit negativity in the face. You will gather strength. You will gather others. You will help people understand that this is not the end. It may be the end for this negativity. And the reason I believe that this negativity is trying to gain so much strength is a last-ditch effort for hatred. Because hatred and evil knows that its time is limited and it's trying its best to survive. We are not going to let that happen. We're going to be like Joshua walking around the wall. And all we have to do is blow that trumpet and sound the word of God, and the wall of hatred will come tumbling down. I give thanks for this knowledge, and I give thanks for this time and this platform with which to speak to you. And I hope something, anything that I have said today will help you and help you know that get your second wind. Use this time. And let God be the wind beneath your wings. And I pray that you keep your belief and your faith. And I also pray that when you feel that you can't, that you have the good sense to go to the Father and ask for help. This is Reverend Lydia, and I ask you to join me again. But for now, stay prayerful, stay faithful. Be blessed.
Not scared to say, I used to be the one preaching it to you that you could overcome. I still believe it, but it ain't easy.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.